Blog Talk Radio.
This morning I want to talk about gratitude. It's interesting as I was preparing to do this recording. I was moving things around and I knocked over my coffee. All over the floor, almost over my The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. La Biblia dice, dar gracias en todas las circunstancias. And God really is teaching me what it is to be grateful. Because it's not just when things are going right. It's when things are going wrong that we still have to give thanks to God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now that the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now of what the Lord has done in us, He's made.
God's morning, God's morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God, your host, Cassandra Brand. And that was Thank You, Lord, by Christopher Booth from Australia. He does praise and sing in spirit and truth. Our prayer today is prayer cleansing home. Prayer cleansing home, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to You now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of His shed blood, I now renounce all opportunities for ground held by Satan's wicked demons in relations to our home and property. I bind with chains and fetters of iron all wicked spirits and their schemes and assignments against his home and property. I ask my Lord Jesus Christ to evict them from this home and property with any controlling powers of darkness and to send them where they may never control or harm any person again. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all past use of this property for false religions, cults, practices, divination, magic, sorcery, witchcraft, spiritualistic killing, and such. I ask the Lord Christ Jesus to remove all curse spells, hex, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, and evil cults. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all expressions of anger, bitterness, rebellion, and lack of submission to God's will exercised by persons who live on this property or in this home at the present or who previously lived there. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all anger, bitterness, rebellion, stubbornness, and spirits of separation seeking to rule this home. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all expressions of pride and control exercised by persons who live on this property or in this home, at the presence or who previously lived here. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all prideful spirits and all controlling spirits. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all acts of immorality, impurity, indecency, strife, jealousy, selfishness, drunkenness, drug abuse, envy, exercised by people, a person who lives on this property or in this home at the present time or previously lived here. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all immoral, impure, indecent, strifeful, jealous, selfish, drunkenness, drug abuse, and envious spirit. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, I now renounce all generational claims against this home and property, including ground obtained through worship of false gods, practice of sorcery, fortune telling, consulting with mediums and Freemasonry, or other secret organizations. I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all demonic spirits associated with these wicked acts. Heavenly Father, I ask that you do these things according to John 14:14 and the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I dedicate this home and property to you. It should be a house of prayer, a house of praise and worship to you. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. That was for some cleansing of the home, your property, your apartment, your vehicle, your office, wherever you spend a lot of time or reside. We have just done a prayer for cleansing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we're reading the Bible from the front cover to the back cover, and we'll be reading from Genesis 32:17-32. Start from in Genesis. I hope you have your Bible with you. If you do not have your Bible and you need one, please contact with me through purposeclosure@gmail.com. I don't care what part of the world you are in. You will have a Bible sent to you. Amen. Genesis 32:17. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau, my brother, meeteth thee and asked thee, saying, who art thou? And whither goest thou? And who are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind them. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the droves, saying on this manner, shall ye speak unto Esau when he find him, and say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the presence that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night at the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over his ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh and the hollow of Jacob's thigh as he wrestled with them. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee by name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place of Peniel, P-E-N-I-E-L. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his side. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, until this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. That was Genesis 17:32. This is an awesome story. Characters in the Bible, there's nothing new under the sun or the moon. It is already written, and it is finished. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you all for spending time with God with your host, Cassandra Graham. We'll see you at 6 a.m. daily. You have a very blessed and productive day. So let us worship and meditate.